Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. Alice, what happened to you, my dear? You were so patient and waited so long. Call me back. We'll get you on the air. 855-993-7569. As many of you are aware, the Oscars were the nominations for the Oscar for the Academy Award were nominated today. And there were some surprises, especially given the fact it's Martin Luther King Day, that Selma was nominated as one of the eight best pictures, but was closed out in terms of David Aiello, who I thought was the best actor. I mean, it's a very tight category. It's a very good category, but was shunned, as was the director, who would have been the first African-American director ever nominated. So I really do think it's a terrific movie and would encourage people to go see it, not only today, but whatever. Alice, call us back. It's been a very busy day today, which is just great. That's our favorite kind of day of just taking your phone calls. But whenever you call, it turned out that did you know what Vermont's original name was?
I did not know that it had a name other than Vermont.
New Connecticut.
New Connecticut. Okay. Yeah.
Huh. There you go. Declared its independence in 1777.
On this day?
Uh-huh. Okay. Robert Morris went before the U.S. Congress to recommend establishing the national mint and decimal coinage in 1782, as opposed to the European system.
Okay.
Well, the mint was there, but the using the decimal system as opposed to pounds. Notre Dame, 1844, received its charter from the state of Indiana. Pretty old university. Political cartoon for the first time symbolizes the Democratic Party with a donkey, a live jackass kicking a dead lion. And now people do it happily. The Coca-Cola Company's original name, this is pretty cool, was known as the Pemberton Medicine Company. Well, you know, the original Coca-Cola supposedly had cocaine in it. I think it actually did. And this is something that you'd probably be interested in, Manny, that James Naismith published the first rules of basketball in 1892.
That's right, yeah. It's my favorite sport.
There you go. See, I knew that. I didn't know that, but I pretty much guessed it. The world's largest office building, the Pentagon, 1943.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Have you ever been to the Pentagon?
I have not. I've never even been to D.C.
Oh, you should go to D.C. D.C. is great.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check it out. It's definitely on my bucket list.
There you go. It's great. Most of the museums are free, although I can send you to a bunch that are not, but it's a great city. In 1967, the first Super Bowl was played in L.A. between Green Bay and Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah. Now, an interesting fact about that was at the time, it was not called the Super Bowl. I think they called it the AFL-NFL World Championship Game. They didn't actually call it the Super Bowl until, I think, after the third one.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, so.
There you go.
Yeah.
And this day, Wikipedia.
How about
there
that?
There you go, yeah. And, in fact, Citizen 4 was nominated for an Oscar today. So that seems somehow kind of pretty cool, mm-hmm. right? It was 2001, so 14 years later to the day, it was nominated for an Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
You're not impressed. You want to go back to the basketball. I got it. All right.
You know me. I'm a big sports nut.
So I know you are. That's all right. There you go. Measles outbreak spreads in the U.S. after an unvaccinated woman visits Disneyland. Oops.
Wow.
We were talking about mumps as well.
Yeah, because there was in the NHL, they had a kind of an outbreak of some players getting the mumps.
You know, well, and mumps is
spread in the locker room somehow.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, basically, it's very contagious, and it's because people aren't getting vaccinated. And mumps, as a kid, are not much fun, but mumps as an adult can cause sterility.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very dangerous disease, especially for males, especially as adults. A lot of childhood diseases are perfectly fine if you're a kid and not so fine if you're an adult.
Yep.
So
we've got a caller online.
All righty. There you go.
We've got Jerry in Michigan giving us a call.
Terrific. Jerry, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I have a kind of a big problem, and I don't really know where to start. And I'm really...
Okay.
Anyway, it's my parents. Well, I'm 77, my dad's 81. And my sister, who is... She had multiple sclerosis, and she also has mental problems.
Okay.
Lives with them, and my nephew, he's 13, lives with them. They've been living there for about 5 or 6 years, I guess. And my sister doesn't help with anything. She's very mentally and physically disabled, but she's not getting any Social Security. She's applied like 12 times. And
why do they turn her down? Do you know?
I don't know. I mean, she just doesn't like me, so she doesn't let me into any other, you know, personal business. So it's really kind of, I'm on the outside, sort of. I guess she's going to the federal level. After 12 times, it goes to the feds if you're applying for Social Security, supposedly.
Say that sentence again. I didn't quite understand it. What about the feds and Social Security?
I guess if you apply for Social Security after 12 times, if you've been turned down, then the 13th time it has to go to the federal level.
Well, I'd be interested in find why she was turned down, sort of, so. All right,
I would like to find out, because if you met her and talked to her for 5 minutes, you'd know there's something wrong with her. And she's very mean, and she's abusive to my parents, and she's financially, you know, living off of them, but they're allowing it. And she doesn't do anything. My mom and dad take care of her and her son.
What's the question to me, Jerry?
The question to you, okay, I'm sorry, is that they're in a situation where they're financially not doing very well because she's, you know, living there and they're supporting her, but they do pay for her car insurance and her gas and her smartphone and everything. And my question is, she's abusive to my mom, and my dad has told me that, you know, she hits mom and she throws food at mom and she yells at mom, and she's really mean, like a mentally retarded adult. And so I want to call social services, but everybody's telling me that they think that, you know, my mom and dad will lie, and
yeah.
I want to call adult, you know, social services to have her get her out of there.
Where would she go?
I don't know. She could go to a group home or something. She can't put her own shoes and socks on. She can't put her own bra on. I mean, my parents are, you know, basically taking care of her.
Do they have any provisions? I mean, you said one is 77, one's 81. Do they have provisions? Do they have life insurance policies or anything that, so when they're no longer around, she'll be provided for?
I don't know. I could ask them.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about what you can do, what you can't do. Even though your sister may not like you very much, I think that in order to really help in this situation at all, you're going to at least have to appear to be an ally with her. Because sort of just saying to her, look, not that you're abusive to mom and dad, because mom and dad are grown-ups, and if they didn't want her there, that they could do what they wanted to get her out of there. So for whatever's going on, and certainly it sounds like she's frustrated,
mm-hmm.
but this is exactly as you say. If you call social services, first of all, they're going to know it's you, which means any access to either your mom or your dad or your sister just completely evaporates. Second of all, that if they wanted her out of there, they could have already managed that. So not only is it a waste of time, but it's going to negatively impact a situation that's already not very positive. So I don't see the point of that to a certain extent. But it does sound, it sounds like a couple of things, that there needs to be some financial assistance, and second of all, there needs to be some long-term planning, because if nothing else, are there just you and your sister in terms of SIBs?
No, my brother, he also wants her out of there, you know, and he wants to sign a restraining order against her and get her out of there, but...
Well, but your parents aren't going to go along with that, so that makes no sense. So you have to take that off the table. I mean, because it'll just frustrate you, and it's not going to get you anyplace. All right. So think for a moment. You're going to have to convince your sister that you're not her enemy, because it's the only way you're going to have any access to changing the situation. Let me put you on hold. I'll come back to you in just a moment. All right. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com. So I'm here, totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know. Plus, you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548. Or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Jerry, who's got sort of not an uncommon problem in that she's got a sister who, she's got a sister who's living with her aging parents, which is not particularly unusual. What makes the situation a little more complicated is that her sister has MS and seems to have some emotional issues as well as a 13-year-old son. Was your sister ever married?
Yeah, she was married, and my parents have been raising her son, even though her ex-husband is able to do it. He's an okay guy, you know.
Does she have any any financial support from him?
I think she gets a little bit of child support, yeah.
Okay. All right. Here's the deal. As I said, calling protective services is not going to work because your parents are going to deny it. And for whatever, for better or for worse, that whatever is going on benefits them on some level, or they wouldn't put up with it, right? And sometimes parents, they feel useful. They presumably they love all three of you, but the child who is needy. Do you have children?
Yes.
Okay. How many kids you got?
I have three.
Okay. If you're like most parents, I mean, you love all three of your children, and you love them for different reasons, but the one who's the most needy in some ways is closest to your heart just because that's the child that needs you the most. And part of what human beings, what's important to human beings is to feel important to somebody. So that's just kind of one of the little secrets that no one ever talks about. And so your sister, as much as she's a drain on the resources your parents have in terms of time and finances and energies and emotions, that they're the ones who she's the one who makes them feel the most needed. Okay, and that's not nothing. All right, number one. In addition, when we put your nephew into the mix, especially they've been raising him for a long time, that also makes them feel connected. And while it may be burdensome, I mean they're 80 and 77 and raising a 13-year-old. And nobody has ever said raising a 13-year-old is a whole lot of fun. But it also makes them feel that they're important, that they're not, you know, that they matter and that they're making, you know, their child and their grandchild really do need them, which is certainly absolutely, you know, beyond any question. So you sort of saying to them, look, you don't have to put up with this. It's not going to work. There's going to have to be a viable alternative. But what I would begin, and you can make this a multi-pronged approach, but you cannot make it, if your sister perceives that you're just trying to get her out of there, you will lose any possibility of achieving that, not only for her, but for your folks. So you're just going to have to let that go, and you may have to do some fence mending. You may have said, look, I probably went around about this in the wrong way because, you know, mom and dad. And look, most parents are fairly manipulative. They will say to one child what that child wants to hear and to another child what that child wants to hear.
Okay.
So, and that's certainly not particularly unusual. My mom will tell me how I'm the only one that really understands her, and then she will tell each of my brothers and sisters exactly the same thing. And, you know, because it's just the nature, especially as parents get older, and that need to feel important and to feel some method of control, especially when that control is ebbing. So you may have to do some fence mending with your sister that says, look, I'm not your enemy. I understand that you have a life that's much more challenging than we do. And this isn't somebody's punishment against you. This is just what is. And I may have been, because it's kind of scary to contemplate there, but for the grace of God. So I may have been a little less generous to you than I should have been. But here's the deal. Mom and dad are getting older. There's, you know, and what you need to be concerned about, and I'm sure you are, and I'm sure she lays awake at night being terrified about it, of when mom and dad go, there's just not enough resource here to provide for you and for your son.
Right.
And so, they're still around. Let's, you know, I want to see if I can help you. And you mentioned that you've tried to apply for Social Security. I don't understand why it hasn't been given to you. But if you're willing to trust me about this a little bit, the idea is not to separate you from mom and dad and not to put you on subsistence living, but to see if we can't get you some support while mom and dad are here, to be able to transition you into a situation so you're not homeless and you're not bereft once mom and dad aren't here, because there's just not enough. Even if they do your parents own their own home?
Yeah.
Okay. Even if they give her the house, which they probably intend to do, that there's you still need food, and so let me see if I can't help you. And I realize I have not really been your ally in the past, and for that I apologize. And that's on me. And maybe we'll never be great friends, and maybe we have different points of view about how the world should run. But I would really love to see if I can help you at this point in both of our lives. And let me, you know, I'm mobile, I have some time, or whatever it is. Let me see if I can't help you with this, to see if we can't get you some assistance. Not to necessarily get you out of mom's and dad's hair, but so you feel that you have some resource that's under your control.
Right.
And I think that's where you're going to have to start. But you're going to have to convince her that you're not her enemy. And that's going to take probably some doing, because she legitimately feels, look, if you're thinking about making a call to social services, she has she's not paranoid. She's perceptive when she views you as someone who's not on her side. So you're going to have to do some fence mending here. But the only shot you've got about helping your parents and helping her is for her to view you as an ally, not an enemy. And she does need some help. There's no reason why this woman shouldn't be on Social Security. I don't know why she's not. It may be that you need to have more information about, for example, hopefully your parents do have a will, and hopefully they've left her the house, and hopefully the taxes are paid on it, because she's going to need it a lot more than you or your brother. And so there needs to be some sense of orderliness, because you don't want, if your parents die without a will, that it'll be divided equally between the three of you, which is going to start a war.
Right.
And you don't want that. You need to make sure that the taxes are paid up. If there's, hopefully there's not a mortgage on it. If there's a mortgage, make sure mortgages are at an all-time low. So you want to make sure that if there's still a mortgage on that place, that it's a very small mortgage. Somebody needs to be, and it sounds like it's going to be you just because you're the only one I have access to. But in order to be able to be effective, you're going to have to convince your parents that you're not, and when your dad goes and says, oh, she's abusive, she throws things at your mom, say, look, Dad, then you need to deal with her about it. There's nothing I can do about it. If you don't want her here, then tell her that she has to move, and we'll see if we can't find her some housing someplace. This is not going to be a one-shot deal, but certainly helping her to get some assistance, some financial assistance, would seem to me an obvious place to start. She's not going to go along with that until she views you as not trying to get her out of mom's and dad's house. And I think I would say to her, if I were in your shoes, I'd say, look, presumably mom and dad are going to leave you the house. We need to make sure that's actually in their will, so that because if not, it's going to be left to the three of us, and that's not fair. You need it more than we do to make it, see whether or not there are any provisions. Talking with her ex about having some financial assistance, depending on what his situation is with a 13-year-old, but certainly filing with the government and saying, we need food stamps, and it may be that housing, it may be job training. Let me put you on hold if you have any more questions, sure. And I will be right back to you. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked. Bills are paid. You've got a job that keeps the lights on and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, the cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Jerry, who's got a sister who's got multiple sclerosis, living with parents, got a 13-year-old, and Jerry gets understandably frustrated. But, you know, what I'm saying is I think you're going to have to – the only way to really affect the situation is to convince your sister that you're not her enemy and mm-hmm. convince Hi. Your parents that that if they've got a complaint, they need to go to her about it, not you. Because if okay. you go to your, when your father says, I can't believe it, she threw stuff at your mom, and you say, Mom, I can't believe, you know, you can't let her do that. She says, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Your father just exaggerates. Or God forbid you go back to your father and say, okay, Dad, you know, I'm going to call social services. No, don't do that. So mm-hmm. it does no good. And it may, look, when he tells you this, he feels better, you feel worse, nothing changes. So you need to say to him, Dad, look. If you've got a problem with her, you need to deal with her directly. And he's going to say, well, she's got problems. I say, yeah, but Dad, she's the only person who can change the situation. I can't. And when I go to her, then I become the bad guy, which, of course, is not lost on your father. And then he can say, oh, no, you know, Jerry is just kind of overreacting. And it gets no place. And you can see it just, it kind of tumbles onto itself of getting worse and worse and worse. And nothing right. changes. So if it's not going, if it's not working, you know, if you push button A and B pops up, and every time you push A, B pops up, and B is a mess, stop pushing A. And that's what you're going to have to do.
All right, well, thank you for giving me a different way of looking at things.
Okay.
It seems obvious now, but...
Well, that's okay. Look, that's kind of my point.
You.
That's exactly why you have me, is to just be here and say, look, let's figure out what the goal is here and how we achieve it. And, you know, it's always easier to see things from outside than inside. But, and it does sound to me that you get it. And I think you can say to your brother as well that both of us need to stop treating her as a drain on mom and dad's resources, because there, but for the grace of God, go each of us. And if we were in the same situation, we'd very likely be in the same situation. So we need to sort of be much more sympathetic with her and see if we can't help out not only mom and dad, but sis, because the only way to help out mom and dad is to help out sis and to make sure that the will is appropriate for her needs, because it sounds like she's really going to need that.
Unless she gets Social Security or something, you know.
Well, but even so, Social Security ain't going to make her rich.
Yeah.
But it may provide, for example, for taxes or repairs to the house or interesting sort of luxuries like food and maybe her son's education. And so, yeah, I think that the priority is, well, the priority is to convince her that you're not her enemy. Then second, which is very high on the list, is to help her with the paperwork. Because if she has mental issues and she has MS... That dealing with the government, look, for any of us, dealing with the government makes us feel like, you know, we're in the black hole of Calcutta. And for those of us who are perfectly healthy and perfectly sane. So for her, it's incredibly burdensome. And it may be that she's not filling out the forms right. It may be that she can't stand in line long enough. It may be that something wasn't signed. Who knows? But the government is, as you know, is not incredibly generous about helping people who are having difficulties. So helping, taking over that for her and just finding out what's going on here. And that'll level, that should reduce your frustration, her frustration, your brother's frustration, your parents' frustration as well. Because I'm sure they're terrified of what happens when we're not around to take care of her.
Sure.
And the fact
we're all
that,
terrified, so sure, we need sure. kind of a solution.
And you and your brother not treating her as the enemy anymore will make them feel more comfortable. But don't let either of them come to you and complain. And that's going to take a certain amount of, look, mom and dad, if you've got a problem here, you need to deal with her about it, because she's the one who can do something about it. When you come to me about it, you feel better, I feel worse, I then make her the enemy, and nothing changes. And not only does it not change in any positive way, it makes things worse. So we got to stop doing that.
True.
Okay.
All right. I've been taking notes, and we can listen to your podcast. So this
yes,
great.
You
very
can.
Helpful.
Good. All right. I'm here if you need me, kiddo.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. 855-99 Dr. Joy. You know, it's really easy to get into the mindset that says, you know, this isn't fair. This isn't how things should be. And you have to be a little careful about it, because it's really kind of dangerous. Okay. 855-993-7569. Let's see if I can get... today is Martin Luther King Day, as many of you know. And I highly recommend, even though the Oscars didn't do a very good job, as far as I'm concerned. I thought Selma is nominated as one of the 8 best pictures of the year, but neither David Oyelowo's performance, which I thought was magnificent, nor the director were nominated, which I think is too bad. Did you know that Martin Luther King was only 39 when he died?
I did know that, yes, I did.
Yeah, and it brings it up in the movie as well.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah. So let's see if I can find some quotes. That just because he was so articulate, which actually comes out, he doesn't do the I have a dream speech. All right, so here's some quotes. We must accept finite disappointment, but never lose infinite hope. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. I like that one.
Yeah. The idea being that sometimes things take a little longer than we're really prepared for them to take. Let's see if I can find some more. Mm-hmm. There's certainly the I have a dream speech. And it really is interesting to see what kind of quotes. I mean, orators. He son of a you know, he, and he was you know the son of a minister and a minister himself. And understand that oratory that moves people is. And my computer's not letting me do this. All right. is really a very important thing to do. That, you know, that moving people, communicating with people, is part of how we do things. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joe. I just don't seem to be able to pull up any more of the quotes, but can you pull them up?
Yep, I've got a couple. One is one of my favorites, is darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. That's probably one of my favorites.
Yeah, and that's the kind of Mahatma Gandhi as well, is that that hate only generates more hate. And that, it's kind of stupid and cheerful without being particularly inspiring. Okay, I'm a little more down and dirty. Oratory is not my strong suit. There we go.
Another one is, not everybody can be famous, but everybody can be great, because greatness is determined by service. You only need a heart full of grace and a soul generated by love.
There you go. I mean, clearly a recurring theme. One of the things I really liked about the movie, and I know you saw it as well, mm-hmm. is the idea that he's not presented as a saint by any stretch of the imagination.
Right, yeah.
That he was certainly had some, one of my favorite comments about Bill Clinton is that there are some men who really love women. And sometimes that, that gets acted out in ways that are not necessarily exactly what we would like from our leaders. That that there is that whole thing, and I think he would certainly fall into that category. That he was charismatic, and it challenged his marriage. That having women sort of around, and the idea being that that he was not. He was perhaps not as faithful as he might have been. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. I think that's true.
Debbie. Like that one. Yep.
Yeah, I do too. Debbie, I've got a minute or two here to talk about what we're going to be talking about. Then I may have to put you on hold, but I'll come back to you. Tell me what we're going to be talking about.
All right. Hi there. I have called before, and this is a different subject. I am married, and we have an 8.5-year-old boy who has very, very vivid dreams, night terrors, and has just started getting into a little bit more of a regular habit of sleepwalking.
Okay.
And I just wanted to know what the best course we should do with handling. The sleepwalking thing is the one that makes me the most nervous, I suppose.
Well, you want to make sure if there's stairs, for example, that that you have a gate or something there. Most sleepwalkers don't leave the house, in spite of what some of the notion is. But sleepwalking seems to be a part of kids' behavior that quite often, just as they mature, goes away. The notion is that you don't wake him up.
Right.
You just sort of gently take him back to bed. And in the morning, it can scare the living daylights out of you, as can night terrors. But there seems to be no really after effect from the kid. So I think the major issue is just making sure that he's safe.
I have one more thing to ask after.
Absolutely. That's fine. I'll put you on hold. We'll come right back to it. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. We've got Debbie. Valerie, I will try and get to you as well. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you. It rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze Dry Guy.
Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
CNB 855-993-7569. We're talking with Debbie, who's a mommy of an 8.5-year-old who's always had fairly vivid dreams. And he's now started sleepwalking. And I'm saying, well, you know, it's not an uncommon phenomenon. And most kids outgrow it. And the thing to do is just sort of get him calmly back to bed. And the next morning, he quite often will not remember it. And it's scary to parents because your kid is kind of zombie-like. But there seems to be no particular consequence to it other than, you know, falling downstairs and things like that. And the notion that people sort of commit these terrible crimes when they're sleepwalking seems to be apocryphal. Doesn't seem to be very accurate. All right, what was your other question?
I'm just curious because he does have these like very vivid dreams, and the night terrors are, I mean, he's shaking in bed and things like that. Is there any correlation to I guess just his imagination or if like psychologically or anything? I just as curious. I mean, he's a smart kid and he's kind of a multitasker doer. You know, if he's doing one thing, if he has a television on, for example, he's not really paying attention to that. He's actually doing something else. But he, I just wondered if there's any connection with how he works.
Good question. Is he your only child?
Yes.
Okay. And he does well in school?
Yeah, he does very well. He's a very sociable kid.
Okay. Well, in theory, as I said, I think dreams are us whispering in our own ears. So he may have more access to his unconscious than other kids do, which is certainly can be a hallmark of creativity. He's probably not disturbed by those dreams at all. Night terrors are truly scary to the parent, but not to the kid.
No, they're scary to him.
They are
scary to him
when he's having them or the next day.
Before, during, and after. Like he will. If he's had a night terror the night before, then that next night he'll say, "I hope that I don't have that really bad dream again."
What's the nature of the dreams that he's having?
Mostly spiders, scorpions, and it's real stuff. It's not make-believe monster things and bad guys, like bad people coming into our house.
Okay, let's look at the spiders and scorpions first. Is he afraid of those during the day when he's awake?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then that's a great opportunity to do a little desensitization, whether you go to the science museum or get him a book on entomology, because that's something you can deal with, because it's something that bothers him during the day as well. So
right.
If we can get rid of it.
He did a research project on his own about tarantulas.
Right. Great.
But and that was 2 years ago, and he's still...
Let's do some more work on it. I mean, because he's right. That's the way it's called desensitization. So he needs, he may go and you may get him a microscope, for example, a book on entomology, a trip to the science museum, and sort of help, and not to push him, but it sounds like he already knows the way to deal with this, which is that that's not the unconscious speaking to him, that's his daily concern. And they're just, it's when he relaxes the censoring, that allows him to keep it at bay during the day, it comes up again. But there's no reason to do that. We don't need for him to be invested in trying to keep it away during the day. We need to reduce the impact of it during the day, which is classic behavior modification, is desensitization. And you can do it for a weekend and explain to him what you're doing. He already has the impulse to do it. That if you see something, that most of the things that we're frightened of are not truly frightening. And it may be that it may have been he saw Spider-Man and where the spider bites him. Who knows where it came from? And to a certain extent, it may be fun for him to see if he can figure it out. But much more importantly, to understand there are good spiders and bad spiders, and most spiders are not particularly dangerous to human beings.
He can be very factual about spiders. But I can't even get him to look at one.
Well, but that's, saying to him, look, let's get you a microscope, or let's, that the more you only have to look at it for a minute, and then the next day you can look at it for 2 minutes. Explain to him, because he's smart. So explain to him that that's called behavior modification, desensitization, and that he can figure out how to do it. And that he can do square breathing so it doesn't frighten him, that he can decide that he's going to do this really brave thing and do it for as much as he wants. But so let's work on that. People breaking
scorpions.
In.
Scorpions. Yes, people breaking in, which we've done the whole, we put bells. That one he hasn't had for a while.
Okay.
Because we had bells on the doors that seemed to have curbed it.
Okay. Well, but again... the fact that he has vivid dreams, basically scorpions and spiders have just become his totem for scary stuff. So when he's having those dreams, it's very likely not spiders and scorpion per se, but what if he doesn't do well in school, or what if a kid makes fun of him, or what if he gets sick, or what if you guys die or something. So, but the only way to get him to that point where he understands that they're symbolic is to deal with the real fear of them during the day. Because then you get him off the table. And then he can begin figuring out what's really bothering him, which, that's the whole point about night terrors, is that in most kids' situation, the best explanation I ever heard, and who knows, is that as kids grow, they don't grow linearly. That, all of a sudden their ears will get big. Or that they'll have growing pains because their tibia has gotten bigger. And they seem to be mostly a product of of growth. And so when the kid gets through a growth phase, so they're likely to have more than one period, but tend to be associated with growth spurts. So, and once he understands that, and again, if Scorpios are Scorpios, that's a Freudian slip. If scorpions, you should certainly be afraid of me. I'm a Scorpio. But if scorpions and spiders are what bother him, that maybe writing in a book or looking at a book before he goes to bed may actually help. And he can begin to figure that out a little bit. So we're removing the symbol of scary stuff, so he can then begin dealing with the real scary stuff a bit more, which may have much more to do with things that if he deals with them when he's awake, are going to be less frightening for him, as opposed to just pushing them away and letting them be symbolic. Because that's what those are at this moment. And the best way to do that is to desensitize him to those particular things.
Okay. We'll try that.
Okay. There was one other thing that you mentioned, whether or not this has much to do with creativity. You know, presumably, it's a little hard. I've always had vivid dreams. I was a sleepwalker as well. I can remember one of the situations of screaming for my parents that my sister had gotten into my bed. And, of course, she was not in my bed. I was in hers and screaming. I remember it very vividly that she's in my bed and she's trying to cut my doll's hair. And part of it was my sister bugged me. And she used to tease me in horrible ways. But I've always had very vivid dreams. I tend to remember them. On the other hand, I'm a psychologist. So, you know, this may be a terrible kind of indication that your son may grow up to be a psychologist. My sympathies.
Well, I thought he was going to be an accountant because he's very black and white.
There we go. Well, what can I tell you? An accountant is pretty scary, too. All right. Give it a try about the desensitization. See where you get. I'm Dr. Joy.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.